take the poker. Cause I got one here now. About that long, it's got a crook on it. Just kick in that rain, bring it out here and set it on the oven. Mm-hmm. And after you do that, you take your shovel and get you some coal and put on the oven all the way around it. Mm-hmm. To keep it hot. To not let it. First place, you'd put it in the fireplace, lay it on top of the wood, let it get hot, start getting hot, and it wouldn't take so much coal out here to cook the taters. And they cook taters about an hour and 15 minutes. If you had a kettle of taters in there about that deep, uh-huh. You'd cook them in an hour and a half.
Uh-huh. You mentioned that place on the floor?
No, it's on, you see, it's got a hearth.
Oh, I see.
The hearth is about 4 foot, or some of it is. And so you can have your fireplace up here. And put your oven out there on the fireplace and then clean on the wood on the floor.
And
you cook your something, and when you got your bread made up, you had another little oven then. You bring it out and do it the same way. You sit on the floor and start to get it started, get the heat. Then when you did, you put your coal out here on your hearth. They call it a hearth. That's the name of it. And when you put your coal out there and put your skillet down on it, then have your bread made up. Make it in darges if you want to, little round darges just like that. You've seen them, I imagine. And you put them in there, one, two, three. If it wasn't wide enough to hold, but three, mm-hmm. That's all you'd put in it. And you get back over here and take your poker. Mm-hmm. They call it the oven poker. And it's sitting on, you can't take it over the rag because it's red hot. Mm-hmm. You reach in there and get it, take it out of the fireplace, put it right on top of your bread. Then get you a few more coals and put on it. Go on off and do something else. And about 35 minutes, it'd be done. In about 35 minutes, then you go back and get you a plate, take it out on it, and set it on the stove to keep warm when the beans, cabbage and things, you cook them first. Mm-hmm. And after you cook your cabbage and beans, well, when you got your bread done, you'd be ready for dinner.
Okay. If you were gonna, huh?
Yes, I can see.
If you were gonna build a fire, you know, you take some kindling, and then what would you call the things that you'd lay the wood across on?
Dog horn.
Okay.
Dog horn. I got two down here now. And somebody been here trying to buy them.
Oh, really?
And I wouldn't sell them. Dog horn, some call it, they had another name for it, but I can't think of it.
Over here, fire?
Oh, no, it wouldn't. Let's see. Dog horn. And they had a straight horn and a hook on it. When you're boiling the cabbage, here's your fire down here. Mm-hmm. And this hook comes right across the chimney. Mm-hmm. This here horn with little hooks on it like that, and just hang them on it. And when you get ready to cook your cabbage or beans and things, you get them ready and wash and clean them and put it on that hook and let it hang there.